We are about to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of Zohar this Shabbos. And therefore, I wish to discuss the topic, the halachic topic of Zohar, which entails three mitzvahs. As the pasuk says, Zohar, Zohar eis asher asah lecha Amalek baderech batzeischem mitzrayim, asher korcha baderech, vayizanev b'cho kan nachshalim acharecha, vatayefim yegea. V'hoya b'yiniach, shem elokeach lecha, kol evecha misaviv, timche ezeicha Amalek, mitachas hashamayim, lo yishkach. We have Alois Tishkach, which is Balev. We have Timche, which is Bapeh. Speak it out. And we have the actual, that's the Zchor. Zchor is Bapeh. Zchor is Bapeh. Speak it out. Timche is Balev. Sorry. Alois Tishkach is Balev, as Gemara says. And Timche is to actually wipe them out. So I would like to discuss together today to find out what exactly needs to be done. Okay? And on both sides, some big surprises up ahead. And I would like to ask you, is it possible? I see a real Amaleki, a real one. I take out my gun. I shoot him. Dead. And I am a Rotzeach. I just committed murder. Is that possible? Does that make sense? Huh? A real Amaleki. Ben Achar Ben. Right? 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 I'm asking, is it possible that we, is it possible we'll kill Amaleki and we're chayev, we're murderers, was wrong? Is that possible? Huh? Present world. According to Halacha, is it wrong? Could it be wrong? Rabbi say, stay tuned. So we're going to discuss now the mitzvahs mechias Amalek, not the zchira, not what we read in the shul. We're discussing the actual mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek? Says the Torah in Parsha Shoftim. You come to a city to fight it. You must offer it peace. In other words, do they wish to accept to surrender? If they agree and they open the doors to you, they must accept a mass that to serve the king, but you don't kill them. But if they will not accept the peace you're offering them, and they fight with you, then if they fight with you, you must kill all their males. Rakanoshim vata va beima v'chola shabayir v'koshlo tov izloch. And keep the women and the taf. Kein ta'aseh l'kol ha'orim ha'ruchoy kris mimcho ma'oid ha'shalom ha'ori ha'goy ma'ila. Says the Torah. That's what you do with the far off cities. Rak mi'orim mi'ori ha'ami ma'ile. But the Zayin Amamin asher Hashem l'kecho n'oisin l'cho n'acholo. The nations that are near Israel, Reisachay Kol Neshama, Ki Hachrein Tachrimeim, Hachiti VaMoiri VaKnani VaPrizi VaChivi VaYvusi, Kasher Tzivchol Hashem LeKecha. Those you have to wipe out. The man shelo yilmadu leschem, the man shelo yilamdu eschem lasit kol atoy toy boysam. They shouldn't teach you all their bad abominations they do. Ashosu lelehim v'chatosu Hashem LeKecha. So they shouldn't teach you their bad ways. So therefore, there's a din of offering shalom. If it's accepted, then there just have to be a mass, only pay tax. If they fight, you kill all the males, keep the babies and the females. That's for the faraway countries. But for the people in Israel, you've got to wipe out. What? Oh, Mr. Chesna, you're on the ball. Says Rashi, over there in Parsha Shoftim, Ki sikra val ir, bimilchemes v'shus hakosu medaber. Only by mechemes v'shus? Shalom is by mechemes v'shus. Says Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Ki Teitzei. Ki seitzei lemilchom aloi vecho. V'nosona Hashem alokecha biyotecho v'shivisa shivyoi. The fast toyah. Go out to war and you capture a lady. Fast toyah, you can marry her v'chulei. Says Rashi. B'mechemes v'shus hakosu medaber. Because if you're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, you can't capture Shivisa Shivyoi. There's Rashi. You have a female captor. You capture the female. How can you capture a female? If it's in Eretz Yisrael, then the Lo Yisrael Kol Neshama. You can't leave anyone alive. What? So therefore, says Rashi, who is this Yefas Toyar that you want to marry? It is Mechemes Shus, which means outside of Israel. In Parshas Behar, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Mem Dalet, talking about Eved Knaini. Ve'avdecha ve'abamoscha your slaves and maids that you can buy. Who are you going to buy ever that your slave and maid from? From the neighboring countries. You buy from the neighboring countries. Why? Says Rashi. You can't buy a slave from within your country. You can't leave them alive. So how can you have them as a slave? What? It's not really ever Canadian. Okay? Very clear. Shitas Rashi. That the local inhabitants need to be wiped out. There's no such thing as having a maid, a slave from the local inhabitants. You can't capture or marry a fastoya from local inhabitants. It's all from outside. Inside, clean. No one alive. The shalom, you're offering shalom, mechemes v'shus hakosu medaber. That's Shitas Rashi.
Yes.
Would that apply to Amalekim? Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, they also live here. They also were around over here. Abaisai, it's going to be a different year. This year, it's going to be a different world. So, the Rambam in Melachim, Perek Vav Aloch Aleph, En Oisim Milchamim Odom Ba'ilam. There's no one in the world that you'll battle with at Shekoyim Leisholem. So you offer them peace. Adon Ba'olam, there's no one in the world you wouldn't offer peace. At Shekoyim Leisholem, Echad Milchemes Rishus Ve'echad Milchemes Mitzvah. Says Rama very clearly, this applies to Milchemes Mitzvah as well. You have to offer them Sholem. Offer, give them a chance of surrender. Accept your terms. Okay, what is called Milchemes Mitzvah? Says the Rambam. In Perikei Halacha Aleph. The Ezi Milchemes Mitzvah. Zunuchemes Shiva Sabamin, or Milchemes Amalek. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. Milchemes Mitzvah defines Rambam as Milchemes Shiva Sabamin and Milchemes Amalek is a Milchemes Mitzvah. Says the Rambam, you must offer them Shalom. Amalek. What's going on over here? Amalek, offer them Shalom. So the Rambam shenemar v'kisikrav al iuri lochem aleo, v'kos aleo l'sholayim. And therefore, mishlimu, it accepted your terms, which are sheva mitzvahs brei noyach. And then, in holgimem neshama, you don't kill any of them. Not sheva salamim, not amalek, you don't kill them. If they accept sheva mitzvahs brei noyach. Everything I'm saying is from the Rambam, and nothing I'm making up myself, believe me. It's a different world, Rabbi. So you're going to have a different. This year's Zohar is going to be different. You're going to calm everyone down. You have to tell everyone to calm down, Rabbi. So what happened? All of a sudden, Mechemes Amalek. So, if everyone gets off at peace, so what's how are they different than anyone else? Vim lo yishlimoi, says Rambam. But if they don't accept your conditions. Or they're willing to pay tax, but they won't accept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Then, and if they make war, then it depends. Horgim kol scharim akdoidim. You kill all the males. Ubaizizim kol nabayinim. You take all their money. V'tapon in horgim. V'tapon. You'll take their children. Ben horgim isha v'leikotin. You won't kill. You won't kill a lady. You won't kill a child. If they fight. Then, well, they don't accept your conditions, you kill all the men, but not the children. And not the ladies. Again. If they don't accept your conditions, then, it's only if Amalek doesn't accept your terms. No, when you accept the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, then you wipe out Amalek. But if they accept it, you don't wipe them out. Ah, Rabbi Yisrael. Unazei zok the Ramban, the same thing. What's the raya? In other words, the din of Sholem is offered to everyone. The difference between Sheva Salamin is after when you go through battle. By other nations, Mechemes Rishus, you only kill the men, not the ladies and children. And by Molech and Shivas Amim, you wipe everyone out. Rashi's learning that there's no such thing as, he doesn't speak out of Molech, but he's speaking out of Shivas Amim. So there's no such thing as the Shivas Amim can't capture them and you can't buy them because you have to wipe them out. The Rambam brings a raya. He brings a raya that even Shiva Samin get offered. We offer them peace. From Sefer Yeshua, it says in Yeshua, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes, regarding the conquest of the land, for Yehoist Ta'ir, Ashei Shlim El Bnei Yisrael, no city accepted peace, made shalom with Bnei Yisrael. Bilti achiti achivi yoishve givoin es hakol loku b'malchom. There's only one nation in Givoin, the Chivi, they're the only ones who accepted the peace. Everyone else fought. How did that happen? Ki meis Hashem hoisa lechazek es libom nikras ha'malchom es Yisrael. It was a special nation, says the pasuk. That make them strong and haughty, that they want to fight. Leman achrimom, so you can wipe them out. Lebilti yoslem tchino, they should have no rachamim. Ki leman ashmidom kasha tziva es Hashem. So the pasuk says, there's only one town that accepted, made the shalom, was the Chivi in Givoin, but all the rest didn't. Why? Because Hashem hardened their hearts, so they'll fight. So you can wipe them out. Says the Rambam, Michra, that you look at what the pasuk is saying. That means everyone was offered peace. That must mean they offered everyone peace. But only one place accepted it. But you see, even by Shiva's Alamin, you must offer them peace. The Ramban in Shoftim Perakov Yod also brings a proof. He's also in the same opinion as the Rambam. Everyone gets offered peace. Everyone. Says Ramban, what's the raya? Because Moshe Rabbeinu offered Sichoi Melechei Moiri. He offered him peace. Kol Shalom. And Moiri, it's part of the Shiva Salamin. Moshe offered him Shalom. He said, how could Moshe do that? Was Moshe trying to be over on the Esse of Hachrim Tachrimam and the Reitas of Reitzachai called Neshama? How could be Moshe Rabbeinu offered him peace? Do you see that even Shiva Salamin get offered peace? Another proof. It said in the Pasuk Psukim read previously. Why do you have to wipe out the Shiva Salamin? They shouldn't teach you their abominations. Says the Sifri. Oh, only they didn't do tshuva. If they would do tshuva, it's only the holding my abominations. If they do tshuva, what does that mean? Says the Ramban. It means, sheva mitzvah menoyach. Don't have to do gerus. Do you see that tshuva is enough? And guess what? What does Rashi say on that? Says Rashi, because Rashi holds that everyone gets wiped out. How does he explain this to free? Because Rashi in the Chumash also brings it down. Says Leman Shalei, they shouldn't teach you their bad ways. Says Rashi. Oh, imos tshuva, says Rashi. Is gairin. Then you can keep them alive. If they convert to Judaism and become Jews, it's Rashi the Shita say. Because Rashi says you can't offer peace. It doesn't help that they accept the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But if they do gairus, that's something else. You know, Bnei Bonov Shul Haman, they taught Torah in Bnei Brak. Another proof the Ramban brings from Melachim Aleph, says over there, Melachim Aleph Perek Tes, Zeh Adavar Mas Asher Helo Melech Shlomo Livnoit Es Beis Hashem Es Beisoi. He made a mas on the foreign inhabitants that they have to build his palace and Beis Hashem. Who are these? Kol Am Hanoisto Min Amori Hachiti VaPrizi Hachivi VaYvusi. These were the local inhabitants, and they had a mass to build the royal palace. Says Ramban, what do you mean? We see that Shlomo was in power; he had the power to make them build the palace. He was in control. Why didn't he wipe them out? He was in control. He had enough control to force them to build the palace. So why didn't he wipe? He has a mitzvah of Reitzachai Kol Neshama. Must be because they were offered peace and accepted it. These residents accepted it. Good. Rabbi Yisai, we discovered a revolution. We never knew about this. We're so excited. We have the Zohar Mamash. We're looking for Amalekim to wipe out. Rabbi Yisai, calm down. Not so fast. In Odom Ba'olam, that you don't offer them Shalom. 1 second. Calm down. Ega. Now watch. Beseda. So we have the Rambam and the Rambam. They both agree. Got to offer them Shalom. What are we demanding? Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which you're supposed to keep anyway. Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't use Avodah Zarah. That's what we ask. Not more. And mass. Now, what's the raya? Okay, so if raya is from Shlomo HaMelech, that's we didn't wipe out the Shiva Salamin. We have raya. We brought a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, who offered Shalom, the king of Sichon. We have Raya's from Yeshua, who offered Shalom to all the Shiva's army. Very nice. I buy into this. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with together. But something in my heart was bothering me. The Seder. Shiva Samamin, if they're willing to do tshuva, we'll let them go. Fine, I accept that. But a Molek, this I can't accept. How do you know to keep a Molek alive? Ki yad al keis kol, as the pasuk says, yad al keis kol milchama l'Hashem b'Molek midodor. Wipe them out. Rishis goyim Molek achrisama de'oyved. What? Keep a Molek alive? A Molek, we got to wipe them out. Then a comma, what they did, Am Yisrael, they came out of Mitzrayim. They cooled down the Ambati. To keep them alive? Did the Rambam even bring a Raya for this? Didn't even bring a Raya. You can compare Molekim to the Shiva Samamin. Shiva Samamin, the whole reason why, because they shouldn't learn from their bad ways. They do true verb Seder. So no, they're not doing bad ways anymore. But Amalek! Gotta wipe them out! Mince them up! Where's the Rambam coming from? Rabbi Say, I think it's going to be different Purims here, different Zohar. Shuv Matzasi, the Avni Nezer asked the question. The Avni Nezer, in Or Chaim is in a Tovkuf Ches. And the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. And says the Avni Nezer, he has a question, you won't believe he asks. What right do you have to kill the Amaleki? The Pasuk says, Lo Yumsu Ovois Al Bonim, Ubonim Lo Yumsu Al Ovois. The Pasuk says that a child cannot be punished for his father's sins. So why killing an Amalek? Why killing him? Has you're right, but has it fit in with the Pasuk? Lo yumsu, bonim al ovois. Has it fit in? And do you know what? The Gemara itself asked a question. From the Yumsu Barim al Avais, the Pasuk also says, Paiken, Paiket, Avain, Avais, al Avais, al Banim, right? Paiken, Paiket, Avain, Avais, al Banim. So, children do get punished for their father's ways. What's the resolution? Says the Gemara, if it's Oichzi Maisa Avisem Biodeim or not. If the child is continuing in his father's footsteps, in his bad ways of the father, then he'll be punished for himself and for his father's sins. But if the child is not following his father's bad ways, he doesn't get punished. Therefore, it was a svar pshuta to the Rambam that even by a Molek, a Ben Amolek, if he's, you cannot do a peiket lo yumsu boni lo yumsu al avais. And therefore, if they're accepting Shavu Mitzvah Noach, they don't deserve to die. Yeah, Mamash. That's how the Rambam knows it, from a Svara. I found in the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael. Kesef Mishnah. Who is the Kesef Mishnah? Who is he? Basically, the Shulchan Aruch himself. The Kesef Mishnah, on the spot, over there, Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. And you know where the Rambam says the whole chiddush of if they're mashlim or not. And I'm reading the words of the Lechem Mishnah. She'im kiblu aleim sheva mitzvahs. If they accept upon themselves sheva mitzvahs, hare yotzu michlal shiva amamin o michlal amolek. If they accept sheva mitzvah in Noach, they're no longer are they Shiva Samamin, and no longer are they Amalek. Vayim kebnei Noach ksheirim. They're kosher. Unbelievable. In this week's Haftorah, when Shmuel tells Shaul go and wipe them out, it says over there, it says, Vayishalechacho Hashem Badorech, Vayomelcho Hicheramto Esachatoim Esamolik. Shaul was instructed, go wipe out the sinners, Amolik. Says the Brisker, oh, well, every word is precious. What do you mean the sinners Amalek? Go wipe out Amalek. Why do you have to say Hachatoim Amalek? So the Brisker, oh, this is the Rambam. Because you can't stand wipe out Amalek. It's only the Hachatoim. If they continue in the evil ways, they don't accept Shem Yisrael Noach. Now you can wipe them out. So therefore, back to our question. Is it possible you kill Amalek and you are a murderer? According to Rashi, Gevaldik, Rashi and the Raivat who argues in the Rambam as well, did the right thing. Right thing. Shiva Samim, Amalek, Oisachai Kol Neshama, wipe them out. Timche Zeich Amalek. But according to the Rambam, and according to the Ramban, you must offer them Shalom. If he's a civilized Amaleki, he's keeping, willing to keep Sheva, Mitzvah Bnei Noach, you cannot, you're Osir, he's a Bnei Noach kosher, he's not an Amalek anymore, you cannot kill him. And, are you allowed to steal from a Goy? Are you allowed to kill a Goy? No. Are you allowed to steal from a Goy? No, it's Osir, it's a derisive to steal from a Goy. Gezer Akum is Osir. You know, you can't steal from him, you can't steal his life from him either. So if you're not offering, if he's keeping, willing to keep Shem Yisrael Bnei Noach, you are a murderer. So Rabbeisai, if it comes to your path, you meet Amaleki, you've got to calm down. But you have to know. You have to know without wissen. Going to Rashi, with the Rambam, I'm not a Pesach, who am I to give a psak? But I'm just telling you, you have the Rambam and the Ramban who say that if he's keeping Shem Yisrael Bnei Noach, you've got to offer it to him. Otherwise, you're a tzeach. Okay. Let's speak about another point. Yes, please.
When you say Shiva Miswad and not, what do you mean exactly? For example, there is one reason, if I'm not mistaken, is to have a governance, to speak, right?
To manage money. They should have a system, right?
So a dictatorship. Right. Are they keeping Mitzvah Bnei Noach or are they not keeping? Let's assume they do all the other six, or just that. So who's keeping Mitzvah Bnei Noach today?
I mean most countries are civilized. They have a system. It's not just not Hefka. Maybe a dictatorship is like a king.
Iran.
I'm not sure.
Iran.
Yeah.
ISIS.
Yeah, in Iran, you steal? Don't they steal? Maybe the government, they steal a bit, but they, as an individual, it's not Hefka. They'll cut your arm off if you steal. So, they probably also have a system. Anyway, that's really going into details. It's to do with Shechem. That's the Shai Maisa Shechem. Why did they, what right did Bnei Yaakov have to wipe out Shechem? There's a discussion over there, the Rambam and the Ramban. Because Shechem was Hamor ben Shechem was Shechem ben Hamor was stealing. That's the discussion over there. Okay, what happens if you're standing, and there's an Amaleki walks by you, and you already know that he doesn't keep Shechem in Sinach. His mamash, he's a mushras. Amaleki walks by you, and you have your knife with you, and You should have. But you didn't. You felt faint. Were you mevatel mitzvah deraita or not? Yeah, it's mamash halacha lemaisa. We were going to read Zohar. We have to know what it's about. We already had the first revolution, but the lemaisa and Amaleki came my way. I could have wiped him out. I didn't. Was I mevatel an eser deraisa of timche ezecher Amalek or not? What do you say? Yes?
Is this supposed to kill an individual Amalek or to like systematically wipe them out? Because you kill one out of a million.
I'm not aware of that. I hear what you're saying.
On the cloud.
That's well, visual Amalek, you mean?
Yeah,
I mean
visual on the cloud.
I didn't see that far, but interesting. Says the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch. In mitzvah tof reish dalet. Mitzvah hachri zarei shel Amalek. Mitzvah to wipe them out, as it says, Timche Ezecher Amalek. Says the Chinuch, every single individual is obligated in this mitzvah. V'oiver hazeh u'bor liyodai echad mizer Amalek. If a member of Amalek came your way, v'yastipik biyodai l'orgoi, you had the ability to kill him, v'orgoi, and you didn't, bitel eser, there you've just been battled the eser. Very clear in the Chinuch. Yes, you had ability, you didn't do it. You mavat on an eser deraisa. By the way, the Mitzvah Chinuch says that even if you put, even you have to put yourself in danger when you fight a war, you always the Mitzvah fight a war. So it means even putting yourself in danger. I don't think it means you have to wear an explosive belt and blow yourself up. You definitely kill yourself to kill an Amalek. I don't think it means that, but you'd have to enter danger for this. Yes. Probably not. I would guess that's like Chaimish and Chosav. You don't have to do. I would guess. I don't know. Okay. It's an essay. For an essay, you don't endang- you don't have to give up more than Chaimish and Chosav. But maybe here because you like, maybe it's like war. So war, you are supposed to risk your life. I show me. I hear the question. That's the Chinuch. Now, both sides, the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perikei Halacha Dalet, mitzvah eser l'achrim shivas amamin. Mitzvah eser to wipe out the seven nations. The kol shebo l'yodai echad mehem, v'lo yorgoi. If any shivas amamin came your way, harei z'oivel b'lo yitase. Sh'ne'ema lo yisahek on the shomo. The Rama says, if people from the Shiva Zamim came your way and you didn't kill them, you're over on, you didn't do, on Loisachayek, on the Shom, you should have killed him. The question is, the Rama Be'a Molik doesn't say this. He doesn't say, Kol Shabol Yodai Echot Mehem. Doesn't say that. Why not? By Shiva Samamin he says that any if you meet any individual you've got to wipe him out.
Assuming he didn't take peace
in the right. But by Amalek he doesn't say that. The answer is to be found in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs at the end. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, after you bring down all the different esim, counts them all, he summarizes and says the Rambam the following: if you will observe and analyze the mitzvahs that we have mentioned till now, there are certain mitzvahs which are public mitzvahs and not private mitzvahs, not personal mitzvahs but public. The tzibur has to take care of them. Binyan beis habchira. To build the Beis HaMikdash is not your private, personal obligation. The Tzibur, Klal Yisrael, needs to take care of it. Vakomas Melech, a mitzvah to have a king, is also a public mitzvah, not a private mitzvah. And carries on the Rambam, Vachrosas Darei Shel Amalek. Now, the third example he brings is a public obligation is to wipe out Zera Molik is a public obligation, not a private obligation. Sorry? Guys has to get together. The Meshech Chochma brings a raya for this. It's a public obligation. According to Rashi, Rashi says, "Timche zeicha amalek." What do you have to wipe out according to Rashi? Amalek. What else? What? No, Rashi by timche zeicha amalek. What does Rashi say? What you have to know, Rabbi Saya. You have to know. What are you supposed to do to Mekayim Mitzvah timche zeicha amalek? What does everything mean? Only bodies?
Everybody.
Is that all? What does Rashi actually say?
Everything.
Says Rashi, Ish, Isha, Oilel, Yoinik, and animals. Everyone has to write that. And even the animals. There should be no memory of Amalek. Timcha, Zeicha, Amalek, nothing should exist from them anymore. Even the animals. Frek the Meshech Chochma. Why is it that it says by David HaMelech, when David was running away from Shaul HaMelech, Shaul was the king, and David was running away. It says over there in Shmuel, in Perek of Zayin, Vayal David v'anosha v'yipshetu alak shuri v'alakrizi v'amaleki, when he conquered some Amalekim, v'hike David es eretz, v'loyichye ish v'isha, v'yikach tzoynu boker v'chamoyrim v'gmalim. It says clearly that David wasn't a melech at the time. He wiped out a town of Amalekim, and he kept for himself the animals. For himself, it says, going to Shita's Rashi, the Rashi holds that the mitzvah Timcha Zeicha Amalek includes even animals. What was David doing? Because what?
That was the same mistake of Shaul.
That doesn't make a mistake.
No, he
also made
the same thing that Shaul did.
We don't find that David was rebuked, not for Mekayim the mitzvah. We don't assume that he wasn't doing things correctly. Says the Meshech Chochma, do you know why? Because it's the Chayvas HaTzibur. It wasn't the Chayvas HaPrat. The king, the tzibur has to take care of it. I'm an individual, I'm David, not the melech. And he patur. So therefore, he didn't have to wipe out the animals. In the Urim.
Why?
It's not Gorm and Shiva Samamin. It's not worse off than them. They were living in Esau.
Children?
Yeah, like Shiva Samamin. They make war, so. Says, right, they have the Urim. The Urim says very clearly. The Urim in Simon Tov Lamatei says Urim, Mitzvah Limchois Zeicha Molik Ala Melech Muteles Veloyal Shah Yisrael. It's only Choyvas HaMelech. Because the Pasuk says, Kiyad al Kais Ko. What does Kais mean? It means Kisei. And what's Kisei? Kisei of who? Because you read Rashi of Hashem. But says the Urim means the king. It's his obligation. Ask this guy Mechemes Hashem Amalek. The Urim says very clearly, it's a choiva on a king and not an individual. So therefore, back to our question. If an Amaleki came your way and you didn't wipe him out, were you about the mitzvah Esther Deraisa? It depends. According to Rashi, yes. According to the Chinuch, yes. According to Rambam, no. That's what he doesn't say. That if you came away, it's a chayves hatzibur. Chayves hatzibur to do it. The king, the tzibur, but not you as an individual, it's not your obligation to kill. So therefore, and it's another reason, when somebody comes your way, you've got to ask a shayla first. Don't jump ahead and kill him. Huh? I thought it's going to be different zocha this year. You have to know what it's about. You have to calm down. Don't get too excited. And you have to ask your shayla before you actually go ahead and do it. But we still have mitzvah schira. We should be zeicha that Kisei Sholem, Hashem Sholem, have only good and Biur Hara. And thank you very much. There will be no shir next week. We'll meet week after Purim B'Zeirat Hashem. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.